Welcome back. We are on the second seal now.
Right.
The red horse rider, and then the beast that says, come and see the
now
ox.
By the time the second seal was open, now take note, it is not another horse. It is the same horse that was white.
Wow.
When he discovered the same Antichrist spirit, it is Antichrist spirit. Remember that in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, what was to happen between the seed of the serpent,
bruise his heel and bruise the head.
The bruising of the heel is what this white, these horse riders were doing, the progress of the church.
So it's the same horse.
The same horse.
It is the same horse, the same Antichrist, now changing his mode of operation.
Hey.
He became red. Now, this red here, because that was the time where he was killing and maiming, and the time of the martyrs. And that covered the second, third, and the fourth
church ages.
And why did he use the ox? It was the burden bearer. No matter how you beat it, you know.
No complaint.
They were killing them, they were not complaining. They were dying, you know, honorably, happily submitting themselves. You know, it was killing. And that is what you see in Acts chapter 14. And verse 22, that statement came about.
Acts 14:22.
Yes.
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must through much tribulation.
We must through much tribulation
enter into the kingdom of God.
That is the tribulation that he was prophesying about. And that's what you see. These ones that passed through that stage, you see them in Revelation chapter 7. From verse 9.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number.
Great multitude.
Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Go to verse 13 and verse 14.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto
me, what did he say?
What are these which are arrayed in white robes?
Who are they?
And whence came they?
Uh-huh.
And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest.
What is the answer?
And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
Great tribulation.
And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
That took place under the second seal.
Yeah, we have a video of the martyrs.
Okay.
A little depiction of the martyrs.
How they went through that period.
Sir. Okay, sir.
Okay, and down after the second seal,
third
the third seal chronological follows.
And chronologically, the first seal, the second seal, now the third seal.
The third seal now.
Okay.
Now, when that third seal was opened,
yes, sir,
it was a black horse that was seen.
Yes, sir.
Now, it is that same horse that was white, later became red, now it's black. Why is it black? It is depicting the Dark Ages. This was the period where Matthew 13:33 parable was fulfilled. That was the period also where Christianity and paganism married together.
Right.
And the light of the gospel was totally
put out.
And that third seal covers the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh
church ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you take note here in Revelation chapter 3.
Revelation 3. Revelation 3 from verse 4.
Yes.
Okay, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments.
Because that is a Sardisian church.
Yes, sir.
The fifth church age.
Mm-hmm. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Now, the fifth church age had what?
Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments.
Their garments.
And they shall walk with me in white,
for
they are worthy.
Now, so, even the life, although they killed it, the life of that seed was still there, like the seed. Now, it was fulfilling the parable of Mark 4. This is where you see it.
This is where it starts.
This is where it starts.
Hallelujah.
Now, it, God allows it to die there. That is what produced the dark ages. But there was still life there because
a few names.
There was still to retain the life that you can't kill. The gate of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
It still reserved the life. That seed that you plant, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides a lot. But after it dies, the life begins to come up because there is still life there. Although it dies, there is still a life there. A gem of life that is there. That is why he said, you know, a few of them there. And they still had that life that he reserved for himself. So it is in this period of these dark ages that the restoration ministry, the shout of 1 Thessalonians 4:16 began. At midnight, Matthew 25 verse 6, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, that shout. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. It's a ministry.
Amen.
That the restoration of all that were destroyed, the three works of grace that were destroyed, and all other doctrines that were destroyed, that was when the life began to come up. The restoration ministry now started. And that is what we see it depicted in that parable of Mark chapter 4 from verse 26. That shout for restoration.
Amen.
And it comes on and on and on and on. It is under this same third seal that the seven thunders sounds.
Under this third
seal. It is under this same seal because under this same seal, listen to what happens. Listen to what how it is depicted there in the Revelation the Sardisian church age. Revelation
3.
The third seal.
Okay, Revelation 6.
Now, watch it.
Verse
what,
6.
Yeah, watch what is spoken there.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou art not the oil and the wine.
Now, read it again.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny.
And this is the period where Catholicism began the commercialization of the gospel.
Yes, sir.
And that is when indulgences were sold.
That's right.
Everything, you pay for everything.
Anointing for sale.
That is what he was talking about. Screen that scripture again.
A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny.
That tells you commercialization. You know, that was going on.
And see thou art not
now,
the oil.
That statement His word has created a lot of confusion among interpreters and especially followers of Mr. William Bryan. What did he say?
And see thou ought not the oil.
Because it is in under that third seal that a revival is going to take place.
Amen.
Now take note again, when the third seal was opened, what happened?
And I heard the third beast say, come and see. And
the third beast. What is the third beast?
The face of a man.
The face of a man, because that was the period that men were used to restore, to reform all that. We call it the Reformation period. Theologians call it so. And the first man that was used was Luther. And when they broke out of that dark ages, broke out of Catholicism, then all that, you know, a doctrine stood that we're hearing here and here. People will pick it, they will run. People will run off with it. This one will run off with their own. This one will run off with their own. The Reformation period. So it was a revival. That is why he said, hot not what?
See thou ought not the oil you are and not the wine.
The oil and the wine. The oil there is the move of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In short, it is talking about revival.
Revival.
And that revival began with Luther.
Amen.
In response to that shout.
Hallelujah.
And that midnight cry.
Amen.
And that revival is to continue until it leads to the rapture. But it is within that same period, just before the rapture, that the seven thunders that we see in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. That is when the seven thunders sound.
Okay. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when the lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Seven thunders uttered their voices. Go on, we're
and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
So John had it. But he was forbidden not to write it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, anybody therefore that comes and says seven thunders has been revealed, you are false.
Wow.
Okay.
And I don't know why going into an area that it is not revealed. Read on.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein,
that what?
And the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer.
That is, salvation is rounding up.
Amen. Amen.
And by the time, remember, he stands up.
Amen.
If he's standing up now, that is what you see him. That's exactly what he was talking in Luke.
Luke 13.
Now, in Luke chapter number 13, 15. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, reading from verse 23.
Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them,
hear what he said.
Strive to enter in at the straight gates.
Strive to enter, yes.
For many, I say unto you, who seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up.
When once the master of the house is risen up.
Risen up. That means the master has been sitting somewhere.
And has shut to the door.
He shut the door. No more salvation.
And he begin to stand without and to knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
Now, so the emphasis is that he is risen up.
Amen.
And where do we see him rising up? It's in chapter 10 of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
So, what does it say from verse 1 again?
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Read it, go on.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea.
So, does that not give you an impression he's standing? And another one, where?
And his left foot on the earth.
That is a worldwide effect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a global effect. Hallelujah. What he wants to do now.
Amen.
Then now He cries like a lion roared.
And he cried with a loud voice as a lion roared.
Yes.
And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
I'm emphasizing, and then go on.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices,
yes.
I was about to write.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered.
Go on.
Write them.
Go on.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there shall be time no longer.
Now, before you go to but, let's finish the read before we go to but.
Yes, sir.
This is plain and simple. Message believers, listen to me, listen. Irrespective of what you have heard, if what I'm saying is making sense, then perfect your revelation.
That's right.
Amen.
Trim your lamp.
Amen. Amen.
Because when the shark went forth, there was a trimming of lambs.
Hmm.
And the trimming is still going on.
Amen.
Sharpen your revelation.
Amen. Amen.
Refocus your binocular. Left and right. Left and right. Old and New Testament.
Amen.
Balance
Amen.
It up.
Amen. Amen.
Now, left and right includes the quotes and what the Holy Ghost is revealing to you. Match them together.
Right.
Wow.
Left and right.
Mm.
You cannot balance with only one. You must balance with two.
Mm-hmm.
Take what the prophet say
and
what the spirit is leading you also to see and match it together.
Proper
and but if you stand on only one leg, you won't stand for long.
Proper
you will
balance. That's right.
There's only balance when you have two.
That's true.
Now remember that the ministry of Jesus Christ is both to the living and to the dead.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I repeat, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is both to the living
and
the to the dead.
Hallelujah.
John 5:28. What does it say?
Wow. John 5:28.
Yes.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
All that are in the grave shall hear his voice. What will happen?
And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
So the resurrection of damnation. When he said they will hear his voice, it means there will be a message. It's going to say something. All that are in the grave. So it means there is a ministry for all that are in the grave.
Ministry is both to the dead and to the living.
Both to the dead and to the living.
It's sounding very sweet in my ears.
No. Watch a part of the first Timothy, the first Peter chapter 3.
Yes,
first Peter 3.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Now, watch it from verse 18.
For Christ also has once suffered for sins,
yes.
The just for the unjust,
yes.
That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism also now save us.
Yes.
Not the putting away of the feet of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels, authorities, and powers being made subject unto him.
Now, go to chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
Now, note that verse. If you have not underlined, I've underlined in my own verse 6.
For this cause was the gospel preached also to them.
Read it again.
For this cause.
Read it again.
For this cause.
You are missing something.
For
thank
this
you.
Cause.
For.
It means something.
Yes, sir.
For
this
cause.
For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead.
Can you see? Can you see?
Gospel is preached to them
that
are dead.
That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit.
So those who are dead also hear the gospel preached by Christ himself. So now that is the message that is for all the living to hear. He gave it to John. Write it. He wrote everything.
To men.
For the living.
Glory.
But when it is to go to the dead, the message, since it is not for the living, it is for the dead, John, don't write it. But John had it. Mm. But it's not to write it because it is not for us. It is for the dead. And they will hear it and then they will come up in the order of resurrection. The dead in Christ will rise first. And we see that pattern in Matthew chapter 27. The graves were open.
That's right.
That is what Apostle Peter is saying.
That's right.
He went there to preach and he came out with them. The graves were open. When he resurrected, they came out with him.
That's true.
And they walked in Israel for 40 days.
Yes, sir.
And it is, and they appeared to the disciples. So when we shall also see that when the graves are open, they also come out. They will, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive, shall be changed. We will see them, and that is when we shall have rapturing faith.
Amen.
That is when we will have rapturing faith.
Yeah, that is when you will know it's homegoing time.
Hallelujah.
Because you will see the dead. You will see them. They will appear to us in the glorified body. Then when we see it, we now know it's homegoing time. Then we too will be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And he calls it, I show you a mystery. That is what Apostle Paul was letting us understand.
All that
comes, you know, within that seal number three.
Okay.
Because it is in that seal number three that the rapture takes place.
Seal number three.
After the seal number three, listen very well. This is very, very, you know, important.
Yes, sir.
Now, there is a break. Take note. Seal number three, but there is a period just before the rapture. There is a period, take note, just before the rapture, that seal number five is opened. Before the rapture takes place, seal number five is fulfilled. Read it.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, that's Revelation 6, verse 9.
Go on.
And when I opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, does thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
So who are those here?
Avenge.
Who are those?
The Jews.
They were the Jews.
That's right.
And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season.
They should do what?
Rest yet for a little season. Until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Now, and this was fulfilled under the Hitler Holocaust. Yet the rapture had not taken place. That's why it is part of the seal that will be opened just before the rapture. So, and it has been fulfilled up to 1945 when the United Nations had to step in. The Holocaust, everybody knows about the story of the Holocaust, what the Jews went through. Why were they, you know,
killed?
And why were they killed? It's verse 9. Why were they suffering that?
They were slain for the word of God and for the testimony.
And I want you to note that when he opened the fifth seal, there was no beast
to speak.
Wow. This is the first time I'm observing
because
this.
That one needs no revelation. It's clear. The three beasts, they are still, it is still, all this is still under the third beast.
Third beast.
It's still under the third beast. The third beast covers up to the fifth seal. I don't know if you're understanding it.
Yes, I'm following.
So, verse 9, what does it say?
Verse 9. And when I had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God.
This is the reason. Why were they slain?
For the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
What is the word of God? It's the prophecies that concerns them. And what is the testimony they held?
They are Jews.
Nothing more. The chosen people by God. It's written. And there's also another testimony which they held. And I say it now.
Yes, sir.
Do you know one of the reasons they were persecuting them? That they killed Jesus.
Wonderful.
That was the anger of Hitler. Even history says even Luther was angry. They were accusing them that they killed an innocent man for the testimony that they heard. That's why they were killing them. Killing them.
Amen.
And they are, you know, the Roman, even the Roman, the Papa Rome, was they were backing it up. And Hitler and all the rest, they looked at them as a wicked race of people who were killing, who killed Jesus, destroyed innocent man, this and that. You know, that's what they were doing. That's the testimony.
Wow.
Okay. So that is the Holocaust.
Okay.
Their fellow servants to be verse 11.
And white robes are given unto every one of them.
Yes.
And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season.
Yes.
Until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Which will be fulfilled in the fourth seal. So you will now notice in chronology, seal 1, seal 2, seal 3.
Seal 5.
Seal 5.
And seal 4.
Before we come to seal 4 in order of fulfillment.
Okay.
What is seal 4? Read it.
That's Revelation 6, 7.
That's right.
And when he had opened the fourth seal,
yes,
I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death.
Now, notice, the name that sat on it was what?
Death.
Death.
And hell followed with him.
Uh-huh.
And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with beasts of the earth.
So, first and foremost, we erroneously teach that the pale horse rider was the spirit of deceit. Correctly, the spirit of deceit.
Yes, sir.
And that is what is riding now in this age among the denominations. No. By the time the fourth seal was being opened, the rapture has taken place already.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's what I want you to note. And watch the characteristic of that period, that age, that period.
Oh.
First and foremost, watch it. First and foremost, the fourth beast that said, come and see, is another spirit of revelation.
The flying eagle.
What was the fourth seal?
The fourth beast, eagle. The flying eagle.
But the rapture has taken place. So is flying eagle not the symbol of our faith?
At all.
So you now understand. There's one young pastor who used to be here with us before at Ejibo who is attacking it, and I pray he can listen to us. Everybody is taken aback because we all said all this before until our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last. As with victory is ours,
we are chained down
by these erroneous entertainment preachers. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
God. Amen.
To our God. He's the original.
Amen.
He's the original seed. The Bible, the word of God, come back.
Amen.
You have to take that. So, you will notice that while we say it cannot be our age, see the characteristic there.
Verse 8.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him.
You see?
And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth
to kill with sword,
and with hunger, and with death, and with the
beast. It's not false doctrine here.
At all.
It's not false doctrine. It's physical hunger, physical death with the sword, death, and with the beasts of the earth. They will feed them to animals again. Death. So who are these? That is when the rapture is taking place. The last 1 week out of the 17 weeks of Daniel given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9 That last 1 week is going to be fulfilled.
Amen.
And this last 1 week is the revival coming back to Israel. And coming back to Israel then fulfills Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again.
Now, maybe you have to read it from verse 8.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand.
Now, why will it be sweet in the mouth? It's the revival, but the revelation, when you digest the effect of what will happen, the death that is awaiting you in front, you know, become bitter in the belly. Now, so read on.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
As soon as you got to understand what you are seeing here.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again.
Can you see? He said, thou must prophesy again. Before, it means they prophesied before. When did they prophesy before? At the upper room in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Remember, it was a strictly Jewish affair.
That's right.
Before
many people, many people nations
and tongues and kings, because there will be satellites that will be transmitting it to
that's
the whole
right.
world.
That's Hallelujah, right. Amen. That's right.
It's not that they will be jumping from city to city. No, the whole world will witness the revival that will be taking place there, thanks to satellites. Now, at that time, John will not even know how it will be fulfilled. And within that revival that is going on, and that revival is spearheaded in Revelation chapter 11 by those two prophets. The two prophets that you see from verse 1 that were later on killed, those two prophets are Moses and Elijah.
That's right.
To fulfill Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. John fulfilling the first part, and the Elijah of Revelation chapter 11 fulfilling the second part of restoring the faith of the fathers
to the children,
of the children now to the faith to the of fathers. The apostolic fathers.
Amen.
It is within that period that Daniel chapter 9 and verse 26 is fulfilled.
Amen. Daniel 9:26.
Yes.
And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
And if that was fulfilled in AD 70.
And the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the world, desolations are determined.
That's why the whole place became empty until 1948.
And he shall confirm the covenant
now,
with many.
He shall confirm
the covenant.
A covenant with who? With many.
With many.
For one week.
1 week here. It's 7 years. Remember that the 69th week, it was cut off.
That's right.
Okay, then the people of the prisoners that come came, wasted them. Now between the 69th week, Vashti rejected Ahasuerus' invitation. So they had to go to the Gentiles to get you and I. Between the 69th week and the 70th week is the Gentile dispensation.
Hallelujah.
And after he has gotten Esther home, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the revival.
Amen.
You see now, the revival. Now he now comes back like Joseph to reveal himself to his brethren.
Amen.
And then while that revival is going on, verse 27.
And he shall confirm the covenant with many.
Who is that he? The prince that shall come that was spoken of.
Amen.
The people of the prince that shall come. He comes in verse 27.
Amen.
That prince is the Antichrist. And he's coming from Rome, according to the Bible. And he shall confirm, he will enter an agreement with many
for one week.
And that agreement is supposed to last 7 years. It's supposed to last right. 7 years. Uh-huh.
And the midst of the week.
And that means after 3.5 years of that agreement,
it shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
It will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
Uh-huh. And for the overspreading of abominations, it shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation.
So the first 3.5 years.
Amen.
That is when those prophets are prophesying in chapter 11.
Amen.
And then we see the covenant that he entered, Isaiah called it the covenant of death.
That's right.
It was deceit.
Amen.
Because remember that Apostle Paul prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Amen.
Can we read it?
2 Thessalonians 2.
3 and verse 4.
Okay.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Yes.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first.
Uh-huh.
And that man of sin be revealed,
uh-huh.
the son of perdition,
uh-huh.
who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
And this is where it is being fulfilled through that covenant that he enters into. This is being fulfilled. And then,
Hallelujah.
While that is, it takes place, you know, for 3.5 years, I want to line up that is the next 3.5 years now becomes the covenant is broken. So that is the
tribulation.
Great tribulation where the Mark 666
is enacted.
Mark is enacted. That is what is referred to in Daniel chapter 12.
Amen.
And verse 1, what does it say?
Daniel 12, 1.
Yes.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book.
And then in verse 7,
that's in Daniel chapter. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that shall be for a time, times, and half.
That is 3.5 times will be the period of the tribulation.
And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Amen.
And that is the period that we call today the great tribulation.
Hallelujah.
You can see the emphasis is the Jews.
Amen.
That is what Jeremiah 30 verse 7 called the time of Jacob's trouble. It is that same period that you see in Revelation chapter 12, verse 13. Read it up to verse 17, you will see something there.
Revelation 12 from verse 13 to 17.
Yes.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth,
yes.
he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle.
You see? 2 wings
of the great
of
eagle.
The great eagle. You
Amen.
See why the beast, the fourth beast, is the flying eagle.
That's right.
And then what happens? He's given the 2 wings
of a great eagle.
Because that will be 2 prophets.
Amen.
Elijah
and Moses.
Moses, we see in Revelation chapter 11.
That she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she's nourished for a time and times and an half a time.
How long would that be?
3.5 years.
That is the period of
the face of the serpent.
The tribulation. And but before that takes place, we see Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. But just read part of it. Let's see.
Okay. And after these things, I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God.
Yes.
And he cried with a loud voice to the 4 angels, to whom it was given to all the earth and the sea, saying, ought not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God.
And who are these that to be sealed?
The Jews.
The 144,000. 12,000. From each tribe. You see, in Revelation chapter 14,
yes, sir.
From verse 9.
Revelation 14, 9.
Yes.
That's right.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
My. Go on.
And the smoke of their torments ascended up forever and ever. Mm-hmm. And they have no rest day or night. Mm-hmm. Who worship the beast and his image. Mm-hmm. And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Mm-hmm. Here is the patience of the saints. Uh-huh. Here are they that keep the commandment of God uh-huh. and the faith of Jesus.
Well, verse 13.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Uh-huh. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their own labors and their works do
fail. Hey. Now, this is a warning. It was given a warning because judgment is about to come. Yeah. Remember in Matthew chapter 24
yes,
and verse 29, what does it say?
Immediately after the tribulation of those days,
something will happen.
Shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give a light.
And that is exactly the prophecy of Joel chapter 2
yes, sir.
And verse 30. What does it say?
Joel 2, 30.
Well.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
It says, and I will show wonders in the heavens.
What will happen?
And in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke.
Okay, now go on.
The sun shall be turned into darkness.
Can you see?
And the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see that, but there will be warning. That's what you see in Revelation chapter 14. There will be warning first. And this now will now lead us finally. So, seal number 7.
Okay.
Not finally, because seal number 6 is not yet fulfilled.
Okay.
So, seal number 7 is fulfilled before seal number 6.
Number six.
The last seal to be fulfilled is seal number 6. Now, seal number 7, what does it say? Now, you will notice, read it, Revelation chapter 8.
Revelation 8 from verse 1.
Yes.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Uh-huh.
And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it to the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
Therefore, watch something. The seventh seal. Watch something now. Go to verse 1 again.
And when he had opened the seventh seal,
it was when he opened the seventh seal,
there was silence in heaven.
Silence in heaven
about the space of half an hour.
Because judgment is set.
So the seventh seal is a seal of judgment.
It's a seal of the judgment.
But before the sixth seal.
Before the sixth seal. The seventh seal prepares. Because remember that.
Wow.
The seven trumpets. They are placed quite all right, but it's still a warning.
And
he expected them to repent. He said, yet they did not repent in chapter 8 and chapter 9. And also, when they did not repent, then he now went to the vials, made it tougher again in chapter 15. In Revelation chapter 15.
Chapter 16.
And chapter 16.
Yes, sir.
The vials.
Yes, sir.
If you notice, these are all preparatory to the coming of the bride and the bridegroom, Christ and his bride, to take over the earth. So you are asking.
The seventh seal is a judgment seal. So the trumpets and the vials are in the seventh seal.
Are in the seventh seal.
Wonderful.
The seventh seal is for the trumpets.
And the vials.
And
this makes a lot of sense.
The seventh seal is for the trumpets and
the vials.
Yes. You notice. The seventh seal. Go on. You see.
Okay. Now, Revelation 8:1.
Yes.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven.
Yes.
About the space of half an hour.
Yes.
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God.
Uh-huh.
And to them were given seven trumpets.
So they were opened, they sounded. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
The first angel, verse 7. The first angel sounded. Verse 7, the first angel
sounded
and there followed hail and fire.
No, it's okay. The first angel sounded. Verse 8.
The second angel sounded.
Okay.
Verse 10.
And the third angel sounded.
Verse 12.
And the fourth angel sounded.
Chapter 9 now. Verse 1.
And the fifth angel sounded.
Verse 13.
verse 13.
And the sixth angel sounded.
Go to chapter 10.
Verse 7.
What does it say?
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound.
So sound, it is the trumpet angel sounding.
Amen.
What will happen?
The mystery of God should be finished. As he had declared to his servants.
And when does it sound that the mystery is finished? Chapter 11 and verse 15.
And the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven
saying what?
The kingdoms of this world
because
have
it is now bringing Christ down.
Amen.
What happened, God?
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, who sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.
Oh, glory be to God.
The day of the Lord.
Does that not fulfill Revelation 10, 7?
Surely.
The mystery is finished.
The mystery is finished.
Hallelujah.
Redemption is finished. Mystery of salvation is finished. Let me repeat. The flying eagle is not
the symbol of our day.
Of our faith.
Amen.
Remember Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
Hallelujah.
What does it say?
Exodus 19, 4.
Yes.
Exodus 19, verse 4.
Okay, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and now I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself.
And he bear them on what?
Eagle's wings.
Is it a prophet? Prophetic.
Yes, that's right.
He led them by a prophet. And then you see, that's why he said in Hosea chapter 12.
Hosea 12.
Verse 13.
Amen and amen.
What does it say?
Hosea 12, 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt.
That's
and by a prophet was he preserved.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Therefore, the symbol of our faith, you know, the fourth seal is for the Jews.
Very clear.
Amen.
It's very clear.
That's right.
And their symbol is the flying eagle because it gives them wings. Two wings of a great eagle.
And that's right.
Flew them away.
That's right.
Can we still use it?
That's right.
Can we still borrow?
So, now, whether we can use it. Yeah, because it's the spirit of revelation. So you can use it on a secondary application.
But not to say this is our...
No. We are speaking revelation now. We are speaking revelation. You know, I mean, we are speaking revelation.
I need further light on this, sir. If the seventh trump angel sounds, and then that's Revelation 11:15. What of the sixth seal?
What is it? No,
the day of the Lord.
I'm not finished.
All right, sir.
You want to take over?
No.
So here we are in chronology. Seal 1.
Amen.
Followed by seal 2.
Amen.
Followed by seal 3. Followed by seal 5. Followed by seal 4. And then followed by seal 7. Then the last one to be opened is seal number, to be fulfilled, I mean to say, is seal number 6 to be fulfilled.
And I beheld, Revelation 6, 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal.
Yes.
And lo, there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
And the sun became black as sackcloth of air, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she shaking of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And so, every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
So you see, seal number 6. Seal number 6. It is in seal number 6. I hope I'm not mixing it up.
At all.
That Revelation 10:7 is fulfilled.
No, you said that's in seal number...
Seal number 7.
No.
Okay. No.
The fulfillment
of Revelation 10:7.
Okay.
The fulfillment. I mix it up. Correct?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because it's seal number 6.
The great day that, of his wrath.
Yes.
That
ends everything.
That ends everything. So, Revelation 10:7, Revelation 11:15. Now, then, you see John 2:30-31, Matthew 24:29, and then Christ comes for the millennium. Seal number six is fulfilled.
Okay, that means the last trump angel in Revelations 11:15.
Yes.
The last of the seven trumps.
It's fulfilled in seal number six.
It's fulfilled in seal number six.
Yes.
So seal seven starts and seven six
progresses.
Exactly, progresses to six. Okay, that's what's clear to me. Yes.
That was the question I was trying to ask. I think it's clear now.
Yes. So Revelation 10:7 takes us to Revelation 11:15, which is
Revelation 6:12,
which is Revelation 6:12, the sixth seal, and then man is over, and that brings to the end the Daniel prophecy dream in Daniel chapter 2, the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. From verse 34.
Yes. Thou sawest that a stone was cut out without hands.
Yes.
Which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay.
And remember that image.
Yes, sir.
He had already spoken that they were the four kingdoms.
Four world empires.
Yeah. Four world empires.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And the end of that image is what he said in verse 34.
Okay, that's why I see that a stone was cut out without hands.
It was cut out without hands.
We smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay.
That is the Roman time.
And break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor.
That is the sixth seal.
And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain.
A great mountain.
And filled the
whole earth. Go to verse 44.
Verse 44.
Interpretation of it.
And in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom.
That is the millennial kingdom.
Which shall never be destroyed.
Yes.
And the kingdom shall not be left to other people.
Uh-huh.
But shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms.
Uh-huh.
And it shall stand forever.
And verse 45.
For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountains without hands, and that is breaking pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter.
My
dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure.
This is what rounds up seal number six.
Amen.
Which is that now the seals, the seven seals are now fulfilled chronologically like that.
Then it physically takes.
Then it takes over the rulership.
Possession.
Yes.
Come together with me.
Wow.
Come together with me.
Together with him.
Can we give you a round
of applause? Wow. That was a super breakdown.
Thank you so much. This cannot be found in any bookshop.
No, you can't find it.
This is
we hope to put this in the book form.
I think
we are certain now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is the bright food. Wow. Glory to God for counting us as a privileged few to have this knowledge in this generation. Thank you so much, Pastor Moses. We pray that the Lord will keep giving you more revelation to feed the bride with. I want to say a big thank you to all sponsors of Bride TV.
Again.
Okay, yes. Brother Gabriel, take the seals again.
Chronology.
Chronologically.
Seal one is fulfilled first. Seal
two. Seal two. Seal three. Seal five.
Then seal four.
Seal seven. And
then seal six.
Hallelujah. Wow, we are established. We are posted. We're established.
And then feel free to ask questions.
Yes.
Maybe our question, ask the pastor question on Monday.
Of course, we know questions might arise. When you're hearing things like the eagle is not the symbol of your age, we know questions will definitely come. So please, the pastor that has taught this is not hiding, he's not running away. He said you should come with scriptures and ask him. Let scriptures answer scriptures. For every Bible question, there's a Bible answer. So if you are confused or you need clarifications or you have questions to ask concerning this topic today, join us on Monday, ask the pastor. You can send your questions ahead now so that it can be displayed on Monday. Ask the pastor, and the pastor will do justice to every question you ask. We want to say a big thank you to all sponsors of Bride TV. Because of your seed, all the Bride of Christ around the world are getting established in this present truth. Please don't stop sending those offerings to keep the Bride TV going.
That's
God
right.
Bless you. God bless Pastor Moses for giving us this knowledge. God bless all sponsors of Bride TV. Shalom. Mm-hmm.